it, talking different languages, wearing funny clothes, all stuck to the same ball. But if something as big as the Earth turned once a day, it had to be moving at an unbelievable speed. She thought she could now actually feel the Earth turn, not just imagine it, but really feel it in the pit of her stomach. It was like descending in a fast elevator. Gratifyingly, she was overtaken by the giddy sense that unless she clutched the clumps of grass on either side of her, she would fall up into the sky. When she was 11, her beloved father died, and everything changed. In the 7th grade, they were studying pi. It was a Greek letter that looked like the architecture at Stonehenge. If you measured the circumference of a circle and then divided it by the circle's diameter, that was pi. The teacher said that pi was about 3.1416. But if you wanted to be exact, it was a decimal that went on and on forever without repeating the pattern of the numbers. Forever, Ellie thought. She raised her hand. How do you know? How can you count decimals forever? Miss Arroway, this is a stupid question. You're wasting the class's time. Well, no one had ever called Ellie stupid before. She ran out of class sobbing. After